DW.
Sabina Lapa does not go out much. She prefers the refuge of the two-room apartment where her son's kaftan hangs on the front door. Though he will never wear it again, and though he turned her into the mother of a terrorist, she has no intention of removing it. Christian's path to radicalization started after a health scare. He first became ill as an adolescent, and for a long time, nobody really knew what was wrong with him.
He was wasting away. Even though he was eating, he got thinner and thinner. And then we were told he was probably anorexic, maybe psychologically.
But that wasn't the problem. In his early 20s, he was rushed into hospital for an emergency operation. He had Crohn's disease. When he woke up, he made a promise to thank God for his second chance. After further surgery and an improvement in his health, he went back to school to get the qualifications he would need to study psychology at university. But when he heard his fellow students raving about Islam, he developed a new interest.
Christian came home one evening with some reading material, and he told me he was thinking of converting to Islam.
That was in 2012. Until then, Christian had never had anything to do with Islam. His family was Catholic, albeit non-strictly. At that time, Sabina Lapa was in the middle of a crisis of her own. Her partner had died suddenly, and she was looking for a new meaning in life. Because her son seemed to have found something that made him happy, she also started exploring Islam. She converted 6 months after Christian did. But they had different understandings of their new religion. Though Sabina Lapa wears a headscarf outside, she doesn't cover her face. And that was too moderate for Christian. He chastised her for chatting with a market trader she'd been buying vegetables from for years.
Mama, das darfst du nicht. Das ist haram.
He said, "You can't do that, Mama. It's forbidden." I wouldn't offer my hand to a Muslim, but I can't say to Herr Müller, who I've known for 15 years because I buy my tomatoes there, I can't say to him, "I'm really sorry, but I can't shake your hand because I'm a Muslim."
Tut mir furchtbar leid, ich gebe dir die Hand nicht, ich bin nämlich Muslim.
By 2013, Christian had become a regular visitor to the Taqwa Mosque in Dortmund. Sabina Lapa decided to go and see where her son was spending all this time.
I was really impressed at the beginning. You go there as a German and they all love you. They really celebrate you. It was like being someone who has a star on the Walk of Fame.
But when she suggested that women who parroted their husbands should read the Quran for themselves, she met with resistance.
They told Christian to bring me into line and said I was turning the whole mosque upside down.
In 2014, just before completing his high school diploma, Christian met his future wife, Yasmina. She came from a German-Moroccan family and had approached Sabina Lapa at Friday prayers when she was 17. She wanted to marry a Muslim with strict religious beliefs, so Sabina Lapa made the introduction, unaware at the time that Yasmina was looking for a husband to go to Syria with. 6 months after they met, the young couple married at a mosque in Frankfurt. Sabina Lapa believes her son's bride was the driving force behind his radicalization. By the beginning of 2015, Yasmina had informed her mother-in-law that she and Christian were planning to join IS. They left in September that year. At first, they communicated regularly, but then the contact became more sporadic. Her attempts to convince him to come home went unheeded.
As crazy as it sounds, he was in it with heart and soul. Then came the video, and that's the moment he became a stranger to me.
The video she's referring to was published on an IS-affiliated online platform called Furat Media. It showed Christian, who had adopted the name Abu Isa al-Almani, openly calling for attacks on European soil and kissing the head of a man whose hand had just been severed with an axe. The film didn't show whether Christian was the one wielding the axe, but the scene devastated his mother. The next time she spoke to him, she told him there was no mention of what she'd seen in the Quran.
Und da fing dann der Kampf an, dass er mich beschimpft.
And that's when the battle began. He started calling me an infidel and telling me I didn't understand my religion and that he was ashamed of me.
Nicht verstanden und er würde sich für mich schämen.
After the video, she knew he wouldn't be coming back. Not only because that would have meant years behind bars, but because he so clearly believed in what he was doing.
Leider, und das macht es für mich als Mutter sehr, sehr schwer.
That's what makes it so hard for me. Christian wanted to go down in history and to die for the cause as a German Muslim.
Für das richtige Sterben.
It wasn't long after that Christian told his mother that Yasmina was pregnant. A turn of events, Sabine Lapa says, that made him even more radical. The last time she heard from him was on August 1st, 2017.
Also ich habe am 1.8.20.
He told me he was going to fight and that we might not see each other again and that he loved me.
She believes Christian sensed he was going to die. He had chosen a new husband for Yasmina, an Iraqi fighter, in case anything happened to him. A month and a half later, Sabine Lapa's phone rang again. This time it was her daughter-in-law calling to say that Christian had died a martyr in the fight for Allah. She says he didn't die for Allah, but in the fight for IS criminals. Images of his body in the desert sands east of Homs soon began to surface on social media. Sabine Lapa talks about the sadness, horror, and hopelessness that hit her after his death. She turned to her faith for strength, and she continues to find it there more than anywhere else. She was no longer welcome in her old mosque community, where there are concerns that she will cast it in a bad light. And other people, she says, react with fear the minute they find out who she is. Her life has become very lonely.
No matter where you go, you're the loser. You're the mother who failed. You're the mother of... You're the terrorist. You're the Islamist. You're the Salafist.
Her grandson was born at the end of 2017, on Christian's birthday. She would love nothing more than to hold him, but she doubts it will happen. Yasmina is now married to the Iraqi fighter Christian chose for her, and sometimes doesn't make contact for several weeks.
Das haut einen dann als Mutter noch mehr um.
It's so hard as a mother to know that you're not only going to lose one child, but a second one as well.
Also du verlierst jetzt ein Kind und das zweite auch.
The only real source of peace for Sabine Lapa is her religion. In her interpretation of Islam, which is so different to the one by which her son lived and died.
This report was brought to you by DW.